former site of the Roy York Cafe. Currently, the site of the source is the former location of the famous Roy York Cafe. The Roy York operated for many years, first opening in 1927. The Roy York stood out on Princess Street for its facade that featured a large awning, with a modern light illuminating the restaurant's name. As previously mentioned, William Lee opened the Roy York in 1927 with three other partners. He had immigrated to Canada in approximately 1920, arriving by boat in Victoria, British Columbia. William Lee worked as a house cook in Victoria before moving eastward across Canada. First, he settled outside of Toronto and opened a steamed laundry shop while planning his next move to Kingston. In 1927, William Lee was able to move to Kingston, an ideal city for his business venture, the Roy York Cafe. The Roy York remained in business for 38 years. However, in the spring of 1947, the Roy York was consumed in a fire. This started when a painter hired for renovations threw a match into a container of a paint remover. The building was quickly consumed in flames, and William Lee escaped, but was left with a singed face, hair, and arms. The Roy York was subsequently rebuilt and remained on Princess Street until 1965. Restaurants were extremely important in the Chinese community. Along with laundries, the majority of Chinese immigrants flocked to the restaurant business. As previously mentioned, employment within the business sector was sought by Chinese immigrants in order to avoid competition with their non-Chinese counterparts. Advertised as Kingston's finest and most modern restaurant, the Roy York catered to Kingston's non-Chinese population. At this time, Kingston's Chinese restaurant did not openly display their ethnicity. In fact, all Chinese restaurants catered to the non-Chinese population. They had modern names that reflected British heritage. Their decor was modern, and their menus featured Canadian food with only a limited section of hybrid Chinese-Canadian dishes. The restaurant facade was large and very modern for the times, with neon lights illuminating the restaurant's name and metallic handles on the door. The restaurant also advertised live music and dancing with the Ford Frontenac Orchestra every Saturday on the second floor.